sheriff's office, to your state, which is going to make decisions about statewide policing, and they might have some influence on what's happening at the local level, up to the federal level. The bill you were reading from is the federal law, because a lot of the federal government doesn't have a lot of police. There's not a lot of police funded by the federal government. You know, they have pretty specific roles. You know, immigration enforcement, drug enforcement across state lines, things like that. But it's, for the most part, you're dealing with state and local police. But the reason that, you know, the federal government...
Hello, I'm Neil Allen from Hudson, New York. You're listening to WGXE ACRA 90.7 FM.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street. You belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tunstall Studio Publishing of Craryville, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxe.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
On Monday, September 12th, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the air at 90.7 FM WGXE.
Gospel song makes me want to sing it all day long. Something about that amazing grace sound. Enough. Like a gospel song. Do I have a witness? Let the church say amen. Praise the Lord and good morning, beloved. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And we are here on WGXC. You're here with me, Mr. Martin Randall. Randall Martin of Martin AB Services.
Either way you say it,
this morning, my friend.
Either way you say it works for me, and amen. There's nothing like a gospel song. And welcome to all of our Bright Side listeners, because we got plenty of gospel.
Hallelujah. Yes, we do. We got music for you, beloved. Music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Hallelujah. Yes, you know, I just want to take a moment, even at the top of the hour, to recognize that today is the 21st remembrance of the lives that were stolen on September 11th. In 2001. Well, we give God thanks and praise that we are here today to give remembrance to those who were victims of that terrorist attack, directly losing their lives on that ill-fated date. Those who gave their lives, hallelujah, as heroes, to help save the lives of targeted locations. We remember, though we don't have all the names to call, we remember. We remember that there are people who are still struggling with disease and sickness from the toxins that were released into the atmosphere. We remember the wives and the husbands that were widowed that day and the children that were orphaned that day or lost a mom or a dad or another loved ones. We remember. And we are grateful to God that we are here and have the opportunity to remember. Thank God for the celebrations that are going on today to herald our heroes and our martyrs. For our democracy, we thank God for the opportunity, hallelujah, to let those terrorists know they did not win, hallelujah. We are living together, we are working together, we are celebrating life together, we are celebrating our American citizenry together, hallelujah, from different places all around the globe. God have assembled all nations into one. And we are grateful for that, and we praise God for that. And so my prayers are with you. If you are among those that I've just mentioned, we're praying for you, and our prayers go as far as God will allow them to go, to bring some comfort, to bring some strength, to bring some joy and some peace into your hearts again today, into your lives as you go forward. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And I say thank you, Lord. We do have gospel music for you, beloved. We got gospel music for you, Bright Siders. Hallelujah. The song with the message. Hallelujah. For the moment of message. Amen. For our lives. Brother Randall, were you going to say something? I thought I saw your face go close to your mic.
No. I was just cueing the song. But, hey, I was thinking that I'm excited about next week in Greenport Park. I was thinking about that. I know you're going to mention it, but just wanted to get an early start of saying, you know, just how excited that people can come and hear live gospel music, that my band is going to be playing live gospel music in Greenport Park, and that's always such a great event.
Amen. Well, thank you for that shameless plug. Amen. But we do want you to come out and hear the Sweet Life Music Project. Hallelujah. And also, amen, all the activities that are planned. We have our Sheriff's Department, other law enforcement officials going to come and play softball with the kiddies. Amen. We've got members from Got Game Sport that's going to come and play basketball with the kids. We're even going to have a family feud game, all right? We're going to mix the faith and the fun and the fellowship and the food. Yes, we are. And if you're in the need of prayer, we got that for you, too. We got testimonies that will encourage your heart and increase your faith. we in the name of Jesus and for his sake, we soldier on, beloved. We going into the highways and the byways, going to the places where the people are. And we'll be at the Greenport Town Park. Thank you to the town of Greenport, our supervisor and all that are involved, our Department of Public Works people who just look forward to us coming and doing this every year too. To we're going to have blessing bags for the children and food for the belly. And it's just been a blessing. And listen, if you want to be a blessing, because we, this is all, like this radio station is listen supported. You know, what we do is supported by the generous gifts of people who want to see it happen and want to be a part. And if you'd like to, you know, be a part and support what we're doing, please hit us up at gbiocnty@gmail.com. gbiocnty@gmail.com. And we'll get you in touch with the right people and for what you need, what you can do and what you want to do. But let's go on now with some recorded gospel songs.
Oh, you know, I just got one more into that plug. I just want to mention that what's exciting about this, I'd be remiss not to mention that Miss Carla Page will be down here. Great gospel singer. We were playing last night. And we're playing for the last couple of nights to very enthusiastic crowds. And if you really want to hear some great gospel singing, Carla Page, she's a huge talent. She's coming down from Albany. She plays all over the place. Got such a beautiful voice. And she will also be performing for us down here in the park in Greenport.
Amen. And you know, the Bible says the laborers are worthy of their hire. So hallelujah. We need your support. Amen. Listen, we got more music for your heart, your mind, and your soul right here, right now. Every Praise by Hezekiah Walker. Fill This House, Sister Shirley Caesar. Baptize Us Again by Bree Barbineau. Rest on Us, featuring Brandon Lake and Eniola Abioye. Can't Nobody Do Me Like Jesus, Andre Crouch. And Walk With Me, Lord, Mr. Carlton Pearson. Some of these, if you were here with us last week, you heard. Because for our March for Jesus on September 24th, we're going to be singing and praising the Lord with some of these songs. And we want you to know them so you can sing along with us. All right? So, yes, we got some stuff going on as we close out our season of outdoor outreach. So, listen, relax, sit back, or do what you got to do. But stay right where you are. Don't go nowhere. Stay right here for the music, for the heart, the mind, and the soul. This is The Bright Side. Hallelujah. Every praise is to our God. Here we go. It's the Hezekiah Walker.
Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
It's to our God.
Every word of worship. With one accord.
Every praise.
Every praise.
It's
to our God. Come on, everybody. Sing hallelujah. To our God. Glory, hallelujah. It's
to our God.
Come on, say every praise. Say every praise. It's to our God. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up. Every praise. It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise. It's to our God. I want everybody all over the world to sing hallelujah. To our God.
let your glory fill this house. Lord, let your glory fill this house. As we lift up our hands in praise, in praise, Lord, let your presence fill the house. Lord, let your presence fill the house.
Jesus. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for joy, unspeakable joy, full of glory. Oh, I feel you right, glory to God. I feel your presence. We're not talking about a building, talking about the inner man, the me, 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 me that's in me. Fill this house, fill this tabernacle. I don't want to do like I used to do. I don't want to walk like I used to walk.
What we feel inside is hunger that won't die. It's undeniable how much we need of you. This is our heart's desire.
Holy Spirit, fill us again.
are listening to WPXB 90.7 FM. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you're right here with me on WPXB. We have music in the soul. And we've got this is the best of us. After that, we'll hear Can't Nobody Do Me Like Jesus. And then I'll be back.
As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. I feel the fire, fire and wind. Come and do it again. Open up the gates, let heaven on and go. Come rest on us. Won't you come? Come rest on us. I feel the fire, fire and wind. Come and do it again. Open up the gates, let heaven on and go. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. So calm down, Spirit. When you move, you make my heart pound. When you feel the room, you're here.
Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody
Ain't nobody do me like Jesus. Hallelujah. He's my friend. He's my friend. You know, there's a saying that in order to have friends, you have to be a friend. And I have to say, I have some friends. I have some good friends. I have friends from decades ago. And they love me and I love them. And, you know, we'll do what we can for each other. But can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. And can't nobody do you like Jesus. If you're sick in the midnight hour, you want to call and wake up a friend because you're in pain, but you can call Jesus. Yes, you can. You can't get to sleep at night. Come on here, somebody. Something going on, something just ain't right. You can call on Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, beloved, can't nobody do me like Jesus. I bear witness to what the late great Brother Andre Crouch had to say about it. Well, beloved, I am here with my my social commentary for today. And, you know, I digress to another saying, a familiar saying, you know, hidden in plain sight. You ever hear that statement? It was hidden in plain sight. Maybe you misplaced your glasses or your keys or something like that, and you're looking all around, and then the last place you look is where you find it. Of course, that's why it's the last place. But there was, it was like hidden in plain sight. Sometimes it was right there on the top of your forehead, right? But there's some stuff that's going down, beloved, and it is truly hidden in plain sight. And I just got to talk about it for a minute. You know, we are living in times, and somebody said, you know, strange times. Somebody said times that I've never seen before, and I hope I'll never see again. But the times we're living are told to us almost like verbatim in the Holy Bible that is written, the Old Testament or Hebrew text and the Christian text, the New Testament, Old Testament prophets and writers that were inspired by God's Holy Spirit over thousands of years, 40 or so odd different authors, different millenniums, different centuries, writing as God gave them. And we see so much of this coming to pass. He said, well, how could that be? How could that be? Some people try to say, well, the Bible is just written by man, or the Bible was written by a man. But those are people who really don't know, because if they study, they will find out it was not written by a man and it was not written by some men, but it was written over centuries and even a millennium, hallelujah, or two, and have such a synergy and such a revelation and an inspiration and even an impartation of knowledge of things spiritual as well as things natural. And so, beloved, there's some things that are hidden in plain sight. Recently, one of the major stars, famous people, wealthy beyond imagination for most of us, put out an album called Renaissance. And on this album, she sits on a pale horse. And it was someone else that brought to my attention because, you know, again, I'm saying hidden in plain sight. I'd seen a cover of a magazine where she was all in red and sitting on a red horse. And I even kind of remembered seeing the black horse in a film shoot that she did, or a photo shoot that she did. And then there was also a white horse. And beloved, for most people, and especially in the generations who have not been brought up on the word of God, especially in our nation, we used to have the blue laws when everything was closed on Sunday and people went to church on Sunday and they would hear the Bible preached and they would hear the Bible read and there would be Sunday school classes for children and adults. And in so many places, too many places, that's not the case anymore. Some places still holding strong, still holding fast and getting the word of God into people. But there is in the book of Revelation chapter 6, the description of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And I'll be ding dong if Sister Girl didn't go ahead and put those four horsemen out there in our full view for us to see. The four horsemen of the apocalypse. Well, I wanna just share with you what these colors on these horses that this entertainer poses on. There was the white horse, which is the symbol of conquest. The red horse was the symbol of war. The black horse is the symbol of famine, plagues, and pestilence. And the pale horse, which unleashes hell. Come on here, somebody. Amen. The pale horse that unleashes hell. And if these images, and there's no, you know, there's no coincidences. Somebody said there are God incidences. All right, there's no coincidences. Hidden before us in plain sight on album covers and magazines are people who understand what time it is and what's going on, and who are supposedly sending us a signal, sending out a signal, and putting right before us things that we need to know and understand. Listen, beloved, the word of God in Exodus 20 and verse 3 and 5 says that you shall have no other gods before me, no other gods before me. And in Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 17, the word of God says that God, big G, is God of all gods and Lord of all lords. So, beloved, we live in a nation where people have come from different parts of the world, and people have come with their worship, and they've come with their gods, and they've come with their idols, and they've come, you know, with all manner of representation of how they access faith in something greater than themselves. But we have to be mindful and remember that the Holy Bible tells us that God is the God of all gods, and we shall not put any other god before God. Some people think, well, you know, these things are happening, the pestilence in the land, and different, you know, wars, and is judgments because of abortions, judgments because of same-sex loving people. But what about the judgments for putting other gods before God? What about God saying, I am a jealous God? Listen, if we don't know the book, hallelujah, we don't know God's heart, and we don't know God's mind. Hallelujah. I thank God for the word of God. God tells us that he loves us. He so loved us that he sent his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. I know not too long ago, there was the death of a mighty woman of God, and her family had served God, four children serving God, loving God, grown up doing wonderful things in the world, in holding up God, reflecting God, honoring God. And her husband, books and CDs and DVDs, educating people, encouraging people, inspiring people to live a life in relationship with God, the Almighty, God of all gods, Lord of all lords. And she got sick. The mother got sick. The wife got sick, and she passed. And the son, the oldest son, who is following closely in his parents' footsteps, they all are in their various ways, but he's a preacher and a minister, and also a chaplain to two NFL football teams, right? And so, you know, he's saying to God, how come you didn't answer our prayer, God? You had this opportunity to show yourself great and show yourself glorious. Hallelujah. And so if you had just answered our prayer, and God spoke to him, he said, and God said, I did answer your prayer. You know, listen, my ways are not your ways. He said, I can only answer your prayer one way. Yes or yes. Yes, she would come home to her family out of the hospital, or yes, she would come home to her family here in heaven. Yes, she would be healed in the earth, or yes, she would be healed forever in heaven, where there is no more sickness, no more pain, no more suffering, no more sorrow, you know. And God kept putting forth these different things to him, and it was always yes or yes. Hallelujah. So, beloved, amen, people don't know these great jewels. Our children won't know these great gems if we don't tell them. And I want you to understand what happened in plain sight. These four horsemen of the apocalypse being presented, and people don't even know what they're looking at or what it means or represents. It's not on God, it's on us. All right. Well, I'm just here to let you know that God is still on the throne, And God still cares about each and every one of us. And God wants us to be under the ark of his safety. There are things that are going to happen. It is written. It is written. Remember when we were kids, some of us were kids, and we had the Dick Tracy comic books, right? And or even the Get Smart television show. And, you know, they could talk into the wrists on their wrists and you know, the little gadgets and watches that they could see people on and they could talk on. Well, that was 50 some odd years ago. We've been wearing that for the last 20, amen, last 10, 15 years, okay? People see things. God gives them understanding, revelation. Our human minds are created in the image of the Creator, which means we create, and God will download us and let us see things that do not exist, and then they become into existence. So, beloved, I can just say this. Be wise to the signs of the times. There are things that are happening right here in our plain sight. Look beyond and look unto the hills, as the scripture says, from whence cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. He is the Lord strong and mighty. He is the Lord mighty in power. Just because many turned and twisted the word of God and allowed themselves to be overtaken by a spirit of greed and thievery and rapery and pillaging doesn't mean that God's word is not true. Doesn't mean that God is not real. Or that the real, true, and living God has forgotten his word or what he has said to his creation. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your neighbor as yourself. These are the two great commandments given unto us. Listen, this is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist. Hallelujah. And listen, when the Lord is walking with you and you walking with the Lord, you have no need to fear. Matter of fact, when fear tries to come, it will either push you into purpose, push you into power, or push you into greater faith. Amen. Let your faith meet fear. I have no fear because God walks with me. Hallelujah. And I pray and ask God to walk with you. And if you're already walking with God, don't let nobody stop you. Don't let nobody block you. You keep on keeping on in the name of the Lord. I'm going to get a little help from Mr. Carlton Pearson, Bishop Carlton Pearson. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. While I'm on this tedious journey, Lord, I want Jesus every day of my life to walk with me. Walk with me, Jesus, please. Walk with me.
Walk with me.
Walk with me, Lord. Will you walk with me?
Walk with me.
Well, while I'm on this journey, and I want Jesus every day of my life to walk with me.
Walk with me.
Walk with me.
Yeah. I need you to walk with me. Come on, Beverly, help me. I need you to walk with me. Put your hands together in the name of the Lord. Just clap. Walk, 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 walk. If you're going through something, stand on your feet and start walking. Come on. Yea, though I walk to the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Walk with me.
This pilgrim journey, we need you to walk with us, Lord. Yes, Lord, I'm so glad you will. If we invite you, you will walk with us. I got a text message, beloved, this morning, and I just want to share that with you. This brother sent me a text. He got the flyer for the Back to Church Sunday. He got the flyer for the March for Jesus, and he says, hallelujah, yee-haw, praise God. These posters send out God's call to all his people to come and reunite with him and each other. Thank God. God willing, I will confirm my attendance soon. Much love to you, Reverend Singletary. Look at God. Well, it's not just Reverend Singletary, my brother, but it's people like Brother Randall and Reverend Iris and Reverend Allen and Reverend Darwin and Reverend Gloria and Father Gary and Reverend Jeanette and Reverend Linda and so many more whose names I can't call, who have grabbed hold of this call for the people of Christ to unite and celebrate and share the good news of his redeeming love in this hour. So we invite you to join us at the Greenport Town Park on next Sunday, a week from today. And 2 to 5 p.m. we'll be there. And also Saturday, March 24th, again at 2 p.m. at the 7th Street Park, where we're going to walk with Jesus and pray for our friends, our family, our neighbor, our government, our schools, our law enforcement, our industries, our nation. We invite all the Christians that can hear our voice, all the Christians who will come, and those who want to be, those who want to see, we invite you to come and be with us. We're going to get ready to get up out of here. I want to say happy birthday, told you September birthday, people. My mom turned 85 yesterday, and happy birthday to you, Mom, and to all who are celebrating on this week and this month. God bless you. Remember, no matter how great a day, how dark the cloud may be, the sun is still here and the sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Right now, right here with me on WGXC, we're going to be out of here because we're blessed in the city and we're blessed in the field. Have a great week, beloved. God loves you and so do I.